Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal. Great cashback rates and more savings on your shopping. So join Rakuten and start getting cashback at a variety of brands like Marks & Spencer, Mango, and Selfridges. You can even shop the sales and still get cashback. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 500 brands. Join for free at rakuten.co.uk or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/Wondery. That's vanta.com/Wondery for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on, it's about keeping everything secure.
Make this summer's adventures more extraordinary with Audible. While you're lounging by the pool, tending the garden, or road tripping to your favorite destinations, dive into Atmosphere, the captivating new release from Taylor Jenkins Reid. This Good Morning America book club pick launches readers into the fascinating world of 1980s NASA, where one woman's astronomical dreams collide with unexpected love. With over a million titles to explore, from beach reads to gripping thrillers, Audible transforms summer downtime into an adventure. Remember, there's more to imagine when you listen. Start your perfect summer companion with a 30-day free trial and get your first audiobook free at audible.com/wonderyuk.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So,
I'm doing it myself from now on.
So now we go to a place called Beach Bunny, where Jen and Ryan are shopping. I feel like it's not an Orange County season unless people are at some random bathing suit shop.
Beach Bunny, 100%. Yeah. And how many people went there that day to get a wedding bikini? They were probably like the 12th person.
Yeah, this is, they're like, it's normal. Unfortunately, yeah, unfortunately, we're out of our wedding bikinis, but we do have some wedding one pieces for you.
Yes.
Ron and I have an... Yeah, I really like this bathing suit. Thank you so much for your input. I don't think I want to have a bathing suit as a wedding dress, but like, I'll definitely consider it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love being with you.
He's like, yeah, you know what I'm going to wear for my wedding? I'm going to wear a denim jacket with paint splattered on it. What do you think about that?
Ryan, you're so hot with your paint splatters and your tan and your embezzlement and like all your fraud allegedly.
Yeah. So fun. Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm broke. I'm just saying, why don't we have a wedding where I'm in board shorts and you're in a bikini and we don't have to pay for all that stuff. How about this? Instead of a wedding cake, we can go to Van Leeuwen's. Actually, scratch that. That's pretty expensive. What about we go to the ice cream counter at Rite Aid and just tell people.
That's so romantic.
Get a cone. Get a cone. That's they have so to pay for romantic. It themselves. Yeah, babe. Well, I don't care about you.
Why don't we just like get one of those molds and we can make a sandcastle cake on the beach.
How about this? Instead of a DJ, why don't we just sit really close to the Good Humor Guy because he's always playing some sick tunes. We could just dance on the beach next to him.
Sick tunes. They That's are rough. Sick. Did somebody say sick tunes? I'm there.
I don't know if you know this, but I sometimes wear red in the presence of music royalty Drake. And so I'm aware of music tunes that are played on Good Humor comedy festival. What is Good Humor, a comedy show? I was on a Richard Marx album. I don't know if you remember how it goes, but here, let me sing some of it for you. Here you go. Here comes.
Oh my God.
I brought a band. Good Humor Guy, play the backing track, please.
Time, time, oh good girls. Time, time, oh. Time. I live for the moment.
Cause it's all I've got.
That was Dr. Jen. Okay. Hey, by the way,
I'm mad.
We have to go back to Dr. Jen's name. Let's appreciate Dr.
Yeah,
Jen's
name. Let's do it.
I live for the moment.
Cause it's all I've got.
That doesn't even sound like her.
It's all I've got. Back. I want the best is when Heather DeBrow comes in.
Yeah, she actually sounds good, you know?
I am dumb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in comparison to the other, she sounds like Celine Dion.
She's really. I just don't. She's doing a run here.
What I feel.
What did she do with the gravel?
And then. Whatever I want, whenever I want, with no explanation. Explanation.
Oh.
With whoever I want, so let's get the questions.
And then there's one more. It's building.
Whatever I want, and baby, I want you.
Ooh, I see what you did there, Mr. Marks.
Yeah. It's a great tune.
Bravo.
Amazing. It really is a great tune.
I love that it was so unexpected just then.
I like, you know, when the chorus, when they all sing together, they mm-hmm. all don't sing in unison. They sort of like have, they, their timing is all a little off, yeah. You know, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. My daughter's rehearsing for a musical right now and they sound amazing compared to
What musical?
Matilda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
very nice. Awesome. Very nice. Very nice. I thought it might be like Hamilton. I was like, that'll be interesting. Second grade production of Hamilton.
Yeah, right. She would love it. She knows some of the words.
So so anyway, Jen and Ryan, they're shopping for bikinis and board shorts, and Jen is just still airing out her grievances about Tamara, and she's like, she keeps, this is Jen's thing, she's like, how was I friends with this woman for so many years and now I'm the target? I mean, we're both targets for her. How does this even happen? How can we go from being friends to being targets? This is the same person that we were friends with and now we're targets. I don't even understand how this would even happen, Ryan.
Speaking of, let's bop over to Target, see if they've got some cheaper suits. Why don't we do that while we're talking?
Speaking of which, I hear we can get some sweet paper plates for the wedding over there.
Sweet.
And Jen's like, I mean, she's speaking about possibly doing therapy and she wants to get help for herself. And he comes in with a pretty good callback because he's like,
oh, man, well, was it good?
It was really good. He's like, well, the therapy is fake. She's not doing it for any personal retrospect because the baptism 10 years ago should have had the personal retrospect.
I was like, and who are you, sir? Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard with the baptism receipts.
And
reminding Tamara.
And we got that nice little montage of the dunk. And I'm like, Ryan has been watching this show, lying in wait to be a part of this. Has he not? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that was just a great callback right there. It was also it showed the fakery around the baptism, and also it was also his way of being like, yeah, if you got like severe trauma, like just a little dunk in the pool is not going to be the thing that fixes it, by the way.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No offense to people who, you know, I mean, it's dunk in the pool to fix it, but
yeah. It's a nice tradition, you know.
Yeah, I know. I think it's great for the religion. I'm just saying, like, I dipped in and now everything's fixed. I'm a new person. It's like, no, you got to still do the work.
Right. You got to show up.
Do the work.
You got to show up. You got to do the work. You got to do the work. You know,
you got to do the work.
Gonna get do to work,
bitch.
Get away.
Get to work.
Get away.
Get a job.
Get away.
Oh, I wish I could do a Vicky voice. After all these years, I still can't, because it goes in such strange places, right?
It does, yeah. Well, it's just you know, stepped up nose, and then all of a sudden.
So now we go with Heather and Emily are having dinner with Emily. Heather, Emily, and Tamara are having dinner at a place called Oliver's Trattoria or Trattoria. And Emily's like, hi. And she says, like, how's your birthday? Oh, speaking of birthdays, I have something for you. She's like, oh, you didn't have to do anything for me. That's okay. It's more like you'll be doing something for me. It's a contract to have you be my new maid. Do you accept?
How much is it pay?
No, it's actually a handkerchief that I got monogrammed for you, and I got you this handkerchief so that way you wouldn't complain that it was a different size than everyone else's handkerchief. Enjoy.
Is it monogrammed with your monogram? Because you like to monogram things. Hey, waiter, she likes to monogram things. She monogram HD.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. That's funny. I can laugh at myself. One moment, I am taking a phone call with an assistant. Remove the monogram from the handkerchief. Thank you. She doesn't want to see the HD.
Send a drone with a laser and undo the monogram.
Oh, there goes that plane again. So Heather's like asking about the kids and everything. And she's like, well, you know, Max is in Paris and she has a cat. And oh, I'm sorry, no, Max. I don't know who it is, but Max has a cat in Paris and the cat has a beret.
That was amazing. That was definitely a needed moment, because I was like, they fucking showed that picture of that cat in a beret and I lost it. I was like,
I loved it. I was so happy for that cat, because, you know, it was also like a $10,000 beret.
Yes. It looked so good in it.
It was like a perfect cat beret.
And the perfect color. It was like a gray cat with the pop of red. I mean, damn.
It was like that cat was starring in the cat version of Emily in Paris in that moment.
Yes.
It was like working at a fashion shop. So, and meow in Paris. Meow in
Paris. Jerry, so, let's do a spinoff on E.
Oh, I could play Emily. I don't think I've aged out of that category yet. I will. Here, picture it. I'm a 32-year-old something, a fashionista, if you will, in Paris. I've just arrived on the recommendation of my neighbor, Drake, who says, you got to go to Paris. Bring me back some inspiration from my next album, EP release. It's something called a Make Fun of Track. So that's why I'm here.
Make Fun of Track. Oh my God, I'm crying.
Okay, what are they even talking about here? So Emily's like, oh, Tamara, your face looks good. She's like, my face?
Fess. My boss? Fess.
Yeah, it looks good. What have you been doing?
Therapy. Crying.
Crying in therapy?
Stress.
Bad news, everyone. I'm not in the spectrum anymore.
Bad news.
So Katie is like, I'm sorry, Tamara's like, I'm getting soft, because guess what? I went to dinner with Katie. She wanted to go to the Quiet Woman.
Of course she wanted to go to the Quiet Woman. Hashtag fan, am I right, everyone? God.
Does anything ever good happen at the Quiet Woman? This is why I only go to Spago and places for other celebrities that Wendy Malick can't get into anymore. So Tamara's like,
well, I haven't talked to Katie in a while. So she says, why did you block me from Instagrams? So I said, do you know, you don't know why I blocked you? Because there was a content creator that was putting out stories that ran all these troll accounts. So I went onto Instagram and I said, what are you saying? What you're saying is a lie, and you will hear from my attorney. My attorney happens to be my son, who's also a cowboy rancher. But whatever. So Katie, he's trying to find himself still. So Katie reached out to the girl. And then when I accused her of calling this blogger to console her for attacking me, I caught her in lie.
So
I caught her in lie.
Tag it, man. I cut and lie.
I cut and lie. It's like hospital in Europe.
You know how they say, I went to hospital.
Hospital, yeah, totally. Tamara's like, I caught her and lie. I caught her and lie. It's hard to
I was
do
on
like
the
a
trailers. British. I'm Scottish now.
So, Amy, can you break this down a little bit here? This is a very convoluted thing. But what Tamara's alleging that Katie did, can you just explain to the audience a little bit what's happening?
Absolutely. So basically, Tamara is upset because Katie blocked her. That's because there was somebody
a content creator,
blogger that like went out there and put all this stuff about Katie. And I'm sorry. See, now I'm making it worse. It was about Tamara. but so then Tamara got upset and was really, really pissed and went after this blogger, right? So she was like messaging her, like, I can't believe you're doing this. I thought we were cool, batch. And then so Katie called this blogger over Instagram. You know how you can call people?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now she's saying, well, I didn't call this blogger. This blogger called me and was like, oh no, Tamara's coming after me. And what the real truth, I believe, is that that Katie did call this blogger and was like, I'm so sorry Tamara's doing this to you. Like, was trying to empathize with her. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, I'm pretty sure I know the name of the blogger because they put a story up the other day saying before the premiere, you should know that Katie did call me. And I have the receipts to prove it. Should I say the name of the blogger?
Yeah.
It's Bravo Babe.
Oh, yeah. I could see that on screen, by the way. I forgot to mention. They blurred it out very poorly. I looked at it. I was like, that says Bravo Babe.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So shout there out Bravo glad- Babe. I love her.
Yeah, well, I forgot. Not to take away thunder from that, but it was just like, they put that right out there. But by the way, I love it's. I'm always so proud when our fellow content creators wind up like in the mess. I don't think we should go out of our way to create mess to be on the show. I just think it's funny when they're the housewives are so messy like that. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden one of us gets like thrown into it. Like,
yeah. And they, and
Bravo
we have
Babe said this.
Right.
Yeah. And I trust Bravo Babe.
I do too. She has the receipts. It shows she did a screenshot and it shows that Katie called her.
Yeah. So in summary, what we have so far in the episode is we have a disgruntled nanny who reached out to Katie and was like, I'm going to back up your story. And Katie said, well, that's crazy. Well, my daughter was just on this podcast and this is the name of the podcast, Godspeed. And so there's one thing there. And then we have a situation where Bravo Babe had claimed that Tamara created a whole bunch of fake troll accounts and Tamara's like, no, that didn't happen. And then Katie called Bravo Babe to console her for Tamara attacking her.
Yes. Thank you. You did it. I forgot the troll. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Wow.
You got it.
It's very messy.
I know.
Very messy. I was having a very hard time following it when I was watching. I was like, wait, but it's two separate content creator issues happening, but they're both with Katie in the middle.
Right. Good point. Mm-hmm. So who is the common denominator here? Interesting.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still team Katie, but I have a feeling.
Yes.
I have a feeling she's going to.
She's a real shit stirrer. Yeah.
I feel like she's going to be in trouble. Yeah. I feel like she's, you know, sometimes when this happens, you're like, oh, fuck that person. They're a liar. And then sometimes you just watch it like you're watching like Larry David. You're like, oh, you just got yourself into a pickle and we're going to watch you get out of it. And I'm sort of in that. That's my mindset with Katie. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm into watching this unravel.
Yeah, you're new and you've messed up and now we're going to watch you suffer as Heather Dubrow sharpens her knives.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Speaking of which, Heather's like, why is she trying to hurt everyone? And Tamara's like, she's always got an excuse for everything. I'm like, says Tamara, who's like, I'm so sorry, Jen, for lashing out at you. It turns out that when I see certain types of doorknobs and the sun hits them in certain ways, I get very triggered and reminded of the past.
The thing is, I lashed out because on my way here, I passed like four gems and we closed our gem. And I was just so upset about the business. And like, I just laughed out because I was mad.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then basically, you know, they're like, yeah, she's terrible. She's the worst, by the way. And Heather, Emily goes, yeah. And also, by the way, Jen said that Katie's a con artist. Ooh, a con artist. She told you that. Can we weaponize it? Can we use it? She's like, yes. She told Gina. And so now this is going to be a whole big thing, which is like, Wow, it's so bad that not even Jen likes Katie.
I know. That's supposed to be her friend.
Mm-hmm. So now Emily and Gina go to meet Katie for coffee because it's supposed to be Gina and Katie, but Emily's there because why not? Why not ambush, right?
Yeah.
So Gina is driving along like she's in some movie where she is like a mother wronged and she's going to the school to go yell at the principal. She's like,
oh my God, you're so right.
She is scorning. She's like, what you did to my son, what you did is unforgivable. She's just driving with a scowl on her face. She's all bundled up for some reason. She's got like feathers around.
Hair and,
like,
is her makeup. Flying. Yeah. Her hair's angry. Like
bleach blonde roots. And then she's got this dark makeup. I mean, she looks.
A vendetta. Yes. It's coming.
Like she's like in a like Pedro Almodovar movie or something. So she's driving furiously and then she has Emily. She picked up Emily. And this is actually, I'm like laughing at the way the scene starts, but then it does not become a laughing scene because now Emily is sharing that the therapist is now saying that there's a chance that Luke may be on the spectrum. After all the spectrum talk, that his eating disorder is very common with autism. So now he's got to do lots of intensive testing and they've got to just like, you know, she's like a mess. Like she's really distraught by this, mainly because I don't think that she's like crying that her son might have autism. I think she's crying that she feels like she missed the signs and feels incredibly guilt, which I feel like she should not feel guilty about that at all whatsoever.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And he's been thriving, you know, I mean, some of these conditions don't really show up right away. And sometimes you don't know if it's an actual pattern, especially with a child every child is a picky eater. So you really, you got to play the long game with this. You just don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And Gina is actually a really good friend right here because she's talking about how her daughter has like sensory issues, I believe, and that like she was like Gina was shocked that a professional like a teacher was like, by the way, I think your daughter has some sensory issues. And Gina was like she felt bad that she didn't notice it. Now, to be fair, Gina not noticing something, it's not the wildest thing in the world, let's be honest. But in this case, as a mother, like all jokes aside, like I thought she was like such a good friend to Emily in that moment, being like, look, I've been there, don't feel guilty, I'll get you through this together, you know.
Absolutely, a really good friend. And also Gina was going through a pretty horrific time in her marriage at that point.
Yeah, I literally thought you were gonna say also Gina was driving through a stop sign at that moment. Go on, you gotta get the coffee,
right?
But anyway, it's, you know, like I felt really bad for Emily that she was being so hard on herself in that moment. I think she needs to give herself some more grace.
Absolutely.
So, now we have, Shannon is going to be, she's getting this golden door get together ready. So Shannon has an assistant named Claire, and Shannon's like, well, I will tell you one thing, Claire. First of all, I thought you were the Claire, but apparently you were not related to the store in the mall. So thanks for the misleading name. I was about to brag that my team is full of intrepid millionaires. That's fine. But I'll tell you one thing I'm not going to do today is a sound bath because I had a bowl in my head and someone took a mallet and whacked me. And then we have a flashback to that amazing scene with Kelly Dodd.
Oh, my God. That was Was that the same?
That was Mirrorball.
That was Mirrorball. Okay. Yeah. That was Mirrorball. That was Mirrorball. Taylor Swift's hit song.
It's also where Rachel, aka Raquel, went to heal from Scandoval. It was Mirrorball.
Well, that's right. So, Kelly knocked her on the head too with the bowl. Yeah.
Kelly was waiting. I've been waiting here for a long time. Put that bowl in your head. So, So she declares, so that they're packing up and everything. And Tamara's like, I'm a little bit nervous about even going to this. I'm not going to beg for someone's friendship, but it's just amazing how she can throw friendships away like that. I just don't understand how she could be so heartless. Talking about Shannon, of course. And of course, Eddie is there with his typical Eddie advice, like, have you even met her? She's not even a real friend. Thanks, Eddie.
I hear this. I'm like, is there a gas leak? It's a low whistle. Like, what is that noise? Like, what is that? Was somebody leave
that sound?
A burner on? Like, what is happening? Is my sound machine on from last night? What?
The smoke alarm starts going off. By the way, 4 beeps on the smoke alarm. We literally had a carbon monoxide leak here. Like,
oh, really?
Yes. And just so you know, PSA, if your detector gives 4 beeps and not like any other number, 4 beeps means carbon monoxide. So that's important, because if you hear it and you're like, why won't my detector go off? It's broken. Don't take your detector off and be like, it's broken. If you hear the 4 beeps, go outside. That's the PSA. Oh,
thank you
for
that.
From an exciting carbon monoxide experience that we had.
Oh my gosh, Ben. That's crazy. That's
yeah,
scary.
That's really crazy. It's very, very, like very, very scary. But that does not take away from the fact that there may be a slow leak also happening with Eddie, because he's
it's like a deflating balloon, you know? It's
just maybe he's the one that's leaking. So
Eddie, what'd you say?
So Shannon arrives at the Golden Door.
She's like, no, there is just some magical energy at this place. I mean, all you can eat mashed potatoes and green peas. Oh. No, I keep on getting myself confused about where we actually are. Well, either way, it's the intentions you set. When you walk through the doors, I mean, it's $12,950 for 8 days, but I come out as a better person. I come out as a person who has to say they're a better person, because they just spent $12,000. If they don't say they're a better person, then what are you doing with your money? Am I right? Oh, God.
John Jansen sent me here 4 times, and I came back a better person every time. It's his fault.
I hear that Julia Roberts comes here, Susan Sarandon, Oprah Winfrey, Elizabeth Taylor comes here from time to time. She's dead, but I hear that she haunts these halls like Gina does at an AutoZone.
Boo!
there are so many luminaries that have been here. I hear that Sissy Spacek, maybe the older sister from Mr. Belvedere has been known to to visit. Cokie Roberts back in the day, another RIP.
Cokie.
Everyone.
So Gina, Heather, and Tamara arrive. Tamara is really upset because the news has just broken about Teddy Mellencamp and her brain cancer. So like, there's heavy shit swirling around this episode. So
yeah, they're really, this was like, crazy, because it was like Tamara was already upset. And so when we first saw her in that therapy session, I thought she was crying about Teddy.
Same.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I thought so too. But then I don't think she was about Teddy. I think she was crying just.
Right.
It was just Tamara cry. It was
it sort of took away from the, you know, intensity of what we all, you know, found out. And I mean, that's like her best friend. It was just horrific. Yeah. And I, you know, we all knew what they were shooting at that time. And she left, was like, you'll never see my face again. And then like came back. But this was horrific and horrible and terrible. Yeah. And yeah,
a lot of heavy things. Mm-hmm. And Shannon, meanwhile, was gearing up to have a whole big confrontation with Tamara. She literally was like, I'm going to say something to her. We are going to walk through that golden door and I will say something. And I have it all written here on my telephone. And then she's like, oh, I guess I can't say anything right now anyway. Yeah. Cause she literally was like, yeah, I was going to say something, but I'm going to have compassion. So
yeah,
put it to the side.
Yeah. Smart, smart. Good, good.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shannon says, one of the issues that I've come to the golden door for is to get clarity. As I think people, when they see Shannon Bedore, they say, look at that person who's thinking clearly at all times. That's the golden door at work.
That's the magic. That's what happens. You go in a mess, you come out just a clean spirit.
They are so nice here. And I did check, and it looks like the woman who greeted us at the door will not be trying to set us up with some middle-aged men. So I had an issue at the last hotel I stayed with. Very, very over-involved valet named Joel Kim Brewster.
I promise I won't get into a fight with the person in charge here.
By the way, I also thought the woman, I think her name was like Kimberly or something, she kept on greeting people like, welcome to the Golden Door. And she said it the exact same way that they put up three of her at one point. And it was like, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Golden Door, Golden Door, Golden. It was like all the exact same way, like a robot.
Totally. She's just an AI, like you see through her.
It's a hologram.
Digital. Yeah, that's what it is. I couldn't think of what it is. Like, what is that?
No, made from AI, an AI hologram.
Okay.
So Emily is there and she is really upset still about, she's upset about Katie because Gina's like, I'm telling you, I don't trust this girl at all. You know, because by the way, they didn't like, did I just skip completely over their whole coffee? I feel like we talked about them going to coffee, but we didn't actually talk about them in the coffee scene. Okay. Rewind. This coffee scene was important. And oh, I feel like
I'm trying to think when Emily and Gina and wait, who was at coffee?
We talked. It was Emily, Gina and Katie. And we talked about them going to coffee. And then we started talking about like the news about the autism. Yeah. And
oh,
then we
right.
forgot that there was a full petty scene that we missed. Well, guess what, everyone? We're going back into the trenches.
You guys get back in that fucking car because they're going back.
Where we're going, they don't need any roads. Going into DeLorean, going back in times.
How are you guys?
Okay.
I mean, I'm all right. Like, I'm fine, but...
Yeah, now Gina's
please
back.
Go on. Okay. Please go on. Please go on.
I mean, I'm here for my friend. She's upset. I mean, for me, just kind of like everything happened with you last year. I lost a lot of trust with you, and I reached out to you, and you picked me up. You picked out the phone, and I called you my best friend, Jen. And a couple of conversations where Jen was questioning your motives, your behavior. She didn't think that things added up with you, and I don't trust you. And now I don't trust you. And Jen said you're a con artist. That's not my word. That's Jen's word.
I just remember you saying we have to move on and we all talk shit about each other and we all do these things. So that's what I was doing. I was just moving on.
It's fine, but we don't all talk to bloggers. There's a difference.
Yeah, because of your ex-nanny who came to me. Is that why? Also, I just want to just highlight again that Tamara is one of the podcasters and bloggers that we don't talk to. Okay, continue on. I should have ignored her, but you know what? I was pissed. That's why I did that.
Don't excuse Katie. Oh, I'm mad.
Okay, well, you just knocked over my coffee with your anger. If you're pissed with me, then deal with me. You don't think I haven't gone to a reunion and been pissing her for 2 fucking years? I had to deal with people coming after my husband and my marriage, okay? Get in line.
I've never been on a reality show.
You were just on a season. Okay, you're lying. You're lying right now.
Well, I've never. My name is not Katie. I don't. I'm just trying to do the best I can. And
wait a second. Is your phone on? Are you on speakerphone with someone? Who are you calling right now?
I'm calling someone from the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Is that wrong?
No, you're not. That's a lie. Wait, let me look at that. This is. Wait a second. Drama Darling with Amy Phillips. What the fuck are you doing?
She has an amazing podcast and she's my best friend. She reached out to me and so now we're really good friends. She's not just a podcaster. I guess I shouldn't talk to her.
You know, I said these things to your face, okay?
Well, you know what? You could apologize for going into her past, Emily. I think that would be a good start. So why don't you... I'm sorry. Okay, because that's not... It wasn't nice of you to do that, Emily, okay? And Katie... You could apologize for being an evil, mean bitch who's trying to destroy all of us. Okay, Katie?
Okay, I'm hearing that. I'm sorry. And I probably could have done something different for my storyline. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the apology, but I don't have any trust in you and I will not be hugging you at this coffee shop. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, we fixed it. We fixed the timeline, everyone. It's all fixed.
Yeah.
So now, blah, 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 blah. Now we go all the way back to the golden door. And after, even though they've had this very productive coffee where Emily apologized for the reunion and Katie kind of apologized, Emily is still not happy. Because you know what? Behind closed doors, she's on the phone all the time trying to damage us. She's trying to damage us.
Damage us.
As if Emily has not been shady and dirty with all these things before in the past as well. I mean, this right. is, I mean,
right.
come on.
Yeah, it is. Come on. It's the pot calling the kettle black for sure.
Yeah. So she's like, I made a list of all the things that Katie has done. She lied about the paparazzi photo, Heather snubbing her at a party. She lied that she owned a home, her own in San Diego. The conversation she had with Gina where she said that Gina talked badly about Heather. She lied about that. She and her daughter both lied about the things that my boys never did or said or whatever. She also said she had a Quiznos card that was 3/4 full. But guess what? There's not a Quiznos in the state of Lower South Carolina. I mean, South California or in Carolina.
I know where they all are.
Quiz no, more like quiz yes. I know all the dirty truth. That was a stretch. I apologize.
No, that was a good one.
I wasn't aware that we were going to be having a pop quiz today.
No, quiz no is different.
I'm more of a Jimmy John's kind of gal.
I would say I'm a Jersey Mike's, but I'm from Long Island.
No, I don't. You're losing the thread, Gina. You're losing the thread. Heather's like, is there any sage around, or should I bring some from the giant mansion that I bought and tore down for no reason in front of Drake? I just have that much money to do that.
Actually, I turned this asbestos into a bundle of sage. We just have to burn it and stay far, far away from it.
I brought everyone a monogrammed hazmat suit. Put it on over there in the bushes. No bushes. It's going to take a while for the asbestos to burn. It's kind of one of its qualities, but you know.
So Shannon's like, ahem, ahem, ahem. I am. hear ye, all ye who are not at the Love Hotel. I am so happy that we are all here. Well, I'm really mainly happy that I'm here. I'm not so happy that Tamara's here, because I know that some of us have had some issues. But for me, I always come here to this place. It's a healed space. So my intention for today is to heal from all the damage that Tamara has caused me in my life. Okay. Has anyone else been hurt by Tamara? No?
I have. I came here also, me. Thank you, me. I'm going to take it over to I've been hurt. I had a list. Emily, you didn't tell me you were going to be doing a list. I love lists. I have my list of my own of all the things that Tamara has done. And I was planning on using it, but I guess I can't now because now it's not appropriate. All right.
Okay, back to me. Thanks for that update, me. I just want to say, on behalf of me and my other me, a few of us are going to be doing taiko drumming, and we are going to make sure that all the mallets are away from the heads and the skulls, okay? Just want to just confirm that. And other people are going to go to the yoga studio and do tai chi. So if you thought you're going to the yoga studio to do yoga, guess what? You've been tai chi'd. You need to do tai chi. So for drumming, we're going to have Katie, Emily, Jen, and I, and then the rest of you suckers, as I call it, are going to do tai chi. Have fun doing non-yoga tai chi up there. Okay, great job. Golden door.
Can I please sing the Richard Marx song again while you're playing the drums?
No, this is about me. It's my time to do a drum solo. I love it. I love rock and roll.
Unfortunately, Heather, you will be in a beatless room doing tai chi, which makes sense because that's about as good as you dance. All right, you can sing up there a cappella.
How dare you? All right.
Well, I do whatever I want, whenever I want, with no explanation. But in this case, I will agree to the tai chi. So now they have, it's like activity time. So the tai chi people go upstairs to do tai chi. The drum people go down to do drumming. And Shannon really gets into the drumming. She is wow. Like, mm-hmm. wow. Mm-hmm. She is.
She's like Animal from the Muppets.
I mean, it's too bad the Blue Man Group has closed because she would be perfect for that gig. God,
please. I do often feel blue.
Claire, can you get your paint out? I'm ready to go.
All right, Claire. I've been practicing and I'm ready to drum some blue paint on a drum. So paint me, Claire. Do me.
So they do their Tai Chi and everything. I have flashbacks. Freshman year of college, we actually had a PE requirement. And so I signed up for Tai Chi because I thought it was martial arts, but it was actually just this. It was like literally balance the cup and move the ball. And I did this for like 10 weeks of my life. It was like twice a week I had to go to Tai Chi class and I hated it.
My gosh.
I did a lot of Tai Chi back in 1998. And it was like move slowly, move your body. And there was just one point I was with all like the stoners and like this was like the stoner class. Okay. All the people who were like, you know, they were just stoned.
They were just taking mushrooms before the class.
Yeah. And then there was me. And I just remember one point we were all walking in this giant circle and just going slowly. And I was like, what am I doing here? How did my life turn out this way?
Yeah.
And it was worth it just so I could have an anecdote during the Tai Chi scene on Real Housewives of Orange County 20 years
Thank
later.
Thank God, Ben. It all comes full 25. Circle.
Yeah.
And did you gain anything? Did you gain anything from it, though? I mean, you must be really good at it.
What I learned from Tai Chi is that I don't know if I can trust Katie. That's...
What is your rose and thorn about Tai Chi? That's so funny. So,
commercials. Here comes one right now.
So anyway, Tamara is they're doing all this stuff, and then of course, as is per the tradition of doing a wacky activity on a reality show, you sit down afterwards, you make sure the person who taught you these things goes to a faraway room, and then you talk shit about your castmates. Yeah. So Katie is like, Jen, how do you feel about seeing Tamara? And Jen's like, well, I feel whatever. Thanks so much for asking. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And then Tamara is... We're cutting back and forth. And so Tamara's like, what is she so angry about? Because I said, how is the FBI doing? Because I said the FBI are coming. Because I said that Ryan's embezzling, that I said he should go to jail, that I called like the tip line and said, hey, FBI, why aren't you at this house yet? Cameras are here waiting for your raids. God, why is she overreacting?
I don't get it. It's like disgusting how she's putting this on me. It's like, what did I do? Would I just go out and tell everybody that my company made way more than he even made when he stole money from that basketball player? Like, it's so like, what did I say? Did I say something rude?
Like, what did I say something rude? Oh, I guess they're just going to sue me now because that's what they do. They're just like poor people trying to make an easy buck off of people like me so that they can pay for their bikini weddings. I guess that's what it is. Can't embezzle from the baseball player anymore. Got to embezzle from the person who used to own a gym now person.
So that's, I guess that's me. Welcome me. Hello, my name is somebody who's going to get sued by them.
So yeah, Tamara's trying to paint them as like this litigious couple. And Jen's like, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I know she's like on some she goes, she's on some sort of tyrant.
Yes.
She's on some tyrant lately where she's saying that we're a so happy couple.
She's on some sort of Tyrannosaurus Rex right now. I don't know like what's happening with like, her.
She went on the Tyra Banks show and she's like saying that we're so happy.
She's ordering a tyranny situation.
She like went to like the capital of Albania, which as we all know is Tirana, and was like, what's going on with this Sue Happy couple?
I can't think of another one.
Not a lot of
tirade is
oh
the
my
right
god
one.
she went to she went to the tire shop and was like
tire shop.
she went she's like, can I can I make some lemonade out of these tires? Can I call it Tireade? And they said, no. She said, well, good. Because I'd probably get sued because Ryan and I are apparently like sue happy. I don't know.
Jen, if you at the Tire Aid, can you please fill my tires up with air? Because they really need them. Jen. Yeah, I'll see. Ryan can do that.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you are, as maybe I should talk to Tamara, because if she has some sort of in with a tire merchant, then maybe I could get that air. There's a lot of, it was a very bumpy ride over here.
If you're going to get air, I could use the wind because it really breathes life into me.
You are. I don't know if I'm Gino or Shannon right now. All I know is that the golden door is golden dooring.
It is.
You are the wind beneath my wings, and I feel bad. So,
bad. Yeah, it doesn't.
Did you ever know that you are my hero? That's what I used to sing in when I'd go to Quiznos. Every time I pay for that foot long, it'd get into my hands. I say, you're my hero now.
And then I was like, do you make heroes here? Can I have a Mediterranean hero?
Have you ever eaten your hero? They said, don't meet your hero, but what happens if you eat your hero?
And also, don't live with your hero and all their little heroes. And then don't leave and break up a blended family and then get back together.
All right, Gina. I don't know if you're haunting us right now, but could you please return to a mortal vessel? Because we have to have a group scene now.
Okay, great.
So they all get together. I am here. Whoopi Goldberg is there, just possessed by Gina. You're in danger, girl. Mm-hmm. They all get together for the big group scene that's going to end the scene. Mm-hmm. And they're making small talk about their activities. And I like that they're all there. And Gina's saying, yeah, we did some Tai Chi and we harnessed the moon. And I feel bad because I brought the moon to Earth. I don't think it wants to be here anymore.
I feel so bad because the gravitational pull is going to suck.
I'm sorry about the waves.
The waves are going to be a mess. Oh, no, I can't go boating. I, Earl, get off the waters.
Just when I was about to try boating on a lake. So, Heather's like, Emily, did you feel calmer after you did your Tai Chi? Did you feel calmer about that? And I was like, yeah, now I only want to kill maybe two people. So, girls, ladies, I just want to say that I'm going to host a lunch on Friday. I feel like last year I haven't gotten to know everyone very well, and you guys didn't get to know me very well. And there's a lot of things that are getting clouding, you know, that are clouding us. So I just want to invite you all over for hot pot with some of my new friends who are bringing perhaps a Zoom recorder and a microphone or two.
My new friends.
Are those bloggers?
Well, they're friends first. Friends first. Friends first, then content creators.
Are they podcasters?
Well, they are, but they also love hot pot. So I just felt like it would be rude not to invite them to the hot pot.
Are they Substackers?
I'm not sure if I understand what that question is, but I'm just going to say yes. Oh my God. I just got a sub. I got a stack of subs for Travis.
Jack of subs.
The heroes, technically. I liked that when Jen said, I want to invite you all over for hot pot, there was like a moment of like, one of them was like, like, yeah, they didn't trust it.
Right. Like, she had to say it twice. She was like, dinner? Can you guys come to my house for dinner? Am I inviting you for dinner?
I think one of them didn't understand, like, why are we going to go and like look at a pot that's hot?
Right. They didn't understand what that was. Right.
They thought 100%. They were just going to be getting like a Dutch oven that was like on a burner for a long time.
Right. Yes, totally.
So now it's like, okay, let's start fighting. So Gina's like, you know, I think the problem is these things that you're doing within the group. It feels like you're trying to hurt all of us, you know? Yes, you have to stop with the bloggers, okay? We do not deal with bloggers. We deal with very famous Canadian rappers. That is okay. Bloggers, no. I mean, who are we? Wendy Malick, am I right? High five. High five, anyone, anyone.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you. Okay, that hurt. That was a bit aggressive.
I'm only going to kill two people and you're one of them.
Okay, well, you have to let go of my hand. Part of the high five is that
give it to me.
You don't clasp on after you give the high five. No, this is hurting. My bones are brittle. My bones are brittle. No, I just developed a secret handshake with Drake. You can't do this to me. Drake, I'm terribly sorry. I can no longer do our secret handshake. Please promise to keep it up while I heal so we don't forget it.
Claire, we're going to need some ace bandages for Heather's wrists.
Claire, I'm just getting no reception. So they're all coming down on Katie. And Katie's like, I mean, she's like, I asked Jen if she called me a con artist, and she never called me a con artist. And Jen has this really amazing mental workaround about how she is like okay with all this, right?
Yeah.
She's just sort of like, how would you say that Jen, like, she's like, yeah, I mean, everyone gets mad about Katie, but like, you know, you ask her, like, what'd you do today? And she's like, you know, I had dinner with the Obamas, and you just say, okay, like, you know, it's sort of like not true, but you just sort of accept it, right? Yes. These are not catastrophic things.
Yeah, it's not like a big deal. It's not like she's lying about people's lives or children or, you know, anything that's important to us. It's just, you know, just little things here and there that you just let it just pass on by, you know, like the waves. Yeah.
Yeah. She says, like, you know, if you say, do you talk to bloggers? She says, no, but that's because she thinks the bloggers are her friends. So she's, you know, that's all. And so I ask her questions and she gives me answers. I just leave it at that. It's kind of like with Ryan. I'm like, hey, so you know how we're not able to afford that second box of Cheerios? Why do we have the honeymoon suite at the Bellagio?
Because it was available. So that based on availability.
Okay. And I just accept that. I accept it. That's a good response. I don't need to. No further questions, Your Honor.
No further questions. It's so true. She really does. She just turns that blind eye and just keeps on walking.
She does, which is why it's funny when she's like, how is it that all these years we were friends with this person and now we're a target? It's because you've put your blinders on.
Right.
And it was like very, like, it's like obvious to everyone who knows Tamara. Like, watch out for this lady. And she's like, oh, well, thank you so much, Tamara. You're so wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now all of a sudden she's accusing Tamara of trying to get with Ryan and cut.
Yeah. She's like, I mean, for years and years, Tamara was that person who would like go to Ryan's house and be like, oh, look, I'm in Hot Guy's house. I'm in whoever winds up marrying this guy's the luckiest woman alive house. And like, should I go upstairs and take one for the team? You know, cause he's so sexy and he's like a really hot guy and he probably would totally not have a bathing suit wedding guy. Right. She loves telling the story about like how they are all like salivating. Like, it's a very self-serving story. Yeah. Like, remember the day?
Right.
Remember when we used to like go over because he was so hot? Like, he's such a hot guy.
So hot.
Like, whoever winds up with him is so lucky because he's so hot. Remember how she would tell, we'd talk about that?
Oh my God. And yes. And still.
He does have a good body. But Heather is like, basically, Jen is like, listen, you're just like, it's not that big of a deal. And I was like, Emily's like, no, what are you talking about? I hired an attorney, okay? I had to send a cease and desist for invasion of privacy and defamation, and I have to pay an attorney who is very expensive, by the way. And like, if you had ignored it in the first place, we wouldn't have been dealing with this. Like, how am I supposed to be? How am I supposed to be with an attorney? I had to deal with this. Then I've got to sit with you and be like, how's your life going? Okay, we're at Golden Door. How am I supposed to do it?
Katie doesn't even say anything for like 5 minutes. Everyone's
like, oh God. Yeah.
Well, I, for one, am uncomfortable when I see a bunch of people going after one person. Okay.
Nobody is going after anybody. Okay. Because after the reunion, It was very clear. No more digging up information. Apparently, we only dig up the tiles in my mansion that I destroyed for no reason. But it happened. It happened again. Okay? It's like every time Wendy Malick somehow lands a role and not me, I say, well, it happened again.
Just when you think it's never going to happen again, it happens again. So can this please just not happen again? Wendy, casting directors, please, please. I'm begging you.
I am begging you. I am a good actress. Okay, I live next to Drake. You have to put me in a role. Anything. Flo's got to take a break once in a while, right? I could do insurance. I could do that. I could be goofy. I could wear white. I could wear a headband. Put me in, coach. It's acting. I don't want to do that role at all.
I definitely don't want to wear white. I don't even know what that is.
I don't even understand what progressive even means and insurance. Who is Flo?
Yeah.
I was just doing lines from a scene, just to show my talent.
I have a script writer that just gives me new pages every 5 minutes.
It's also my maid. It's very handy having these two people. Well, it's one person doing two jobs, but I call them two people. Sometimes I say, now you are a screenwriter. Write me a scene. Are people still here? Are people still listening to me? So basically she's like, yeah, we're not going to do this. And then you did this. And Tamara's like, yeah, now this girl's attacking me on social media. And she said that you and Matt called her. I'm like, it's Bravo, babe. Okay. Like, it's not the biggest. It's like, it's an Instagram account. Like, this is not like, you're so much bigger than Bravo, babe. Why are you concerned about what Bravo, babe is saying? Right.
It's wild. They think that, I mean, things spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
So they know that the kindling starts with one account, and then the next thing you know, it's on Queens of Bravo.
Yeah. Next thing you know. So Katie's like, look, I told Tamara, I want to prove to her, I want to prove to you that I did not call this blogger, podcaster, Instagram person. And they're like, okay, well, show us. It's like, well, unfortunately, I'm still using my Sprint PCS phone from 2008, and I'm just not getting any service.
They were giving them away at the golf tournament. The garbage people, they found a bunch of phones in the garbage, and they used them for giveaways. So I just have a plethora of old phones that I just feel like it's important to use. I'm being green.
They have being very green, and they have a booth at the Garbage Invitational called Hidden Treasures of Phoenix, and you can just you just take what you want. And I took this phone, and I liked it a lot. It's from someone.
Clear it up, Katie. Clear it up. Open up your phone.
I don't have any service. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Hold on. Let me try to. Nope. Yes, it does appear like I have service. This is a screenshot of Instagram. It's not an actual. I'm not actually. I don't have service.
I have full bars.
So that I have, even though it looks like I've got four bars on my screen, Kaylee drew those on there as a just that way I wouldn't feel out of the loop with my phone. So I actually have no service right now.
Katie drew them on there.
Yeah. I have no bars. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I just can't look anything up. No.
Just no bars. I just don't have any bars. Yeah.
Shannon tries to help her out. She's like, well, to be fair, after $12,000 in 8 days, it turns out I had no service. I had to use a landline. Now, to be fair, it turns out the cell phone that I had brought in was a Kind bar, so that didn't help.
And to be fair, I put it on airplane mode. So to be fair, I did not have a signal either. So.
And to be fair, the landline was me going down to the earth here and screaming into it and saying, damn it, John Jansen. So it was, I drew a line in the ground, drew a line on the land.
To be fair, I took two paper cups and put a string in between them and had Claire hold one end. And I said, Tallahassee 1, 2, 4, Tallahassee 1, 2, 4, pick up.
And then she said, I can't hear you. So I said, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. My diction might be off. She said, and then it turns out that we weren't actually even using a plastic cup because those do off gas. We were actually just using two empty bottles of Whiteout strung together by a piece of yarn.
I see bars. Signals. I see signals. I'm in your Instagram account right now, Katie. I can see it.
Katie, I'm in your DMs. I'm walking in your DMs. I'm playing Tron. I am on a motorcycle in your DMs.
I'm here, here.
Someone please get me out of Katie's phone. I found kind bars. I found the bars. She has four of them.
She stops drumming. She's like, well, that was a trip. This all happened while she was drumming.
This scene never happened.
Ooh, that Tycho drumming was wild, wild, wild.
Wild, wild.
So basically, yes, it ends with them saying like, Katie, if you want to exonerate yourself, pull up the account. And she's like, I have no service. Oh no. I did speak to Verizon and they said that my service will be restored by Friday at the hot pot. So I will definitely have the receipts ready and everything deleted by then. Okay, great.
The hot pot. Oh my God, that's so good. I've never seen, we have seen some blatantly lie to us, but that was pretty obvious that she was just so full of it. I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, it's like she's like blatantly lying. She's blatantly messy, and yet I'm still on her her side for some reason.
I love it. I love the drama.
Drama, darling.
Drama, darling.
Annie, thank you for staying here way, way longer than you should have. Like,
I'm so sorry that I feel like I made it longer than we should have, but
no, it's my fault.
It's my pleasure.
I'm totally Ronnie's away and I'm out of control. I did a 2-hour episode yesterday from Miami.
Oh my God. That's so fun. Well, anytime you want to do a 2-hour ep, I just have the best. It's like Gina's voice. It's a roller coaster ride of emotion and fun. So I'm here for it.
You made me laugh. The reason why it went so long is honestly, I just had so much fun talking to
you. Me too. I know. I love it. It could have been longer too.
Really could have been.
Honestly.
It really could have been. In fact, we're making it longer actively. Like the episode's over and we're just congratulating ourselves now. Thank you everyone for listening. Tell people where they can find you again. Give all your social media.
Well,
tell them where they can DM you if they're Katie.
DM me at Meanie Phillips. And you can listen to Drama Darling anywhere you get your podcasts. So just look for that and subscribe, follow, and then there's more content on Patreon. So
great.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Well, everyone go sign up for Amy's Patreon and subscribe to Drama Darling, because if you think she's funny here, you don't even understand how funny she is over at Drama Darling. Okay. You will never know.
You'll never know because they're not going to go. No.
They're like, stop. They're like, we've been here for 2 hours already and now you want us to go listen to more content?
Stop.
Anyway, well, I do consider you both you're not a blogger, you're a podcaster, but you are a friend and I adore you.
Likewise.
I love you. And thanks for coming on the show and we have to have you back again sooner with Ronnie as well. All three of us will get together.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. Okay.
It'd be great. All right. Thanks so much, Amy. And bye everyone. Have a great weekend. Catch you all next week.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo. She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.